today? You know the date today? Is it Wednesday, March 5th?
Yeah. Yeah?
What's the name of your teacher?
Which one? Miss Watson.
In Miss Watson's class? At the Hamrick School in Hendricks, West Virginia. And what is your name?
Chuck.
Chuck.
Knotts.
Mullins?
Knotts.
Knotts. All right. Okay. How old are you?
11.
You 11? When's your birthday? Don't know when your birthday is? Normally be 12. Not sure. You like being 11 pretty good?
No, I don't care.
Doesn't matter what age you are. Okay. Well, show me this picture that I really like so much.
This thing, come on.
Yeah, show me that one. Okay, wow, look at that. Tell me about that.
This year's after flooding. This, these guys in this airplane's looking for people, and these, they're looking for people, and he's building a wall there.
Uh-huh. They're looking for people?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they looking for people?
This is after the flood.
Uh-huh. Were the people washed away in the flood?
Some.
How many, do you know?
Nope.
What else is in the picture?
My bulldozer.
Uh-huh.
This is some lightning and this is the moon.
The moon? Beautiful. What is this over here?
Cloud.
Cloud. After the flood, did the bulldozers work all night? Did they work out in the dark?
Mm-mm.
You've got it shown that they did. And they worked. I thought I saw some working out.
I don't know if they did or they didn't. Mm.
What do you remember about the flood?
That 3 of my aunts got washed away.
Oh no. Where did they live?
Down there. Hendricks.
At Hendricks? Can you tell me about it?
Not really. You mean what I saw?
Yeah.
My aunt's house. It was tipped over and had a tree through it.
And what's her name?
Chuck Knotts.
Edna? What is your aunt's name?
Kay.
Kay Knotts. Kay. Your aunt's name, the one with the house that got the tree through it? What was her name?
Kay.
And your last name?
Knotts.
Knotts. Tell me some more.
About what?
About the flood.
Oh.
Nothing much to tell. Do you ever dream about it?
No.
Do you ever play flood with your friends? What about those other pictures? Show me them. Wow. Now tell me about this.
Well, here's the tree through this house.
Uh-huh.
And here's the roots and here's the top and here's the board and water and these are coming in a major boat. To go and help these people.
Is this something that happened at Hendricks?
Mm-mm. my aunt had a little trip to her house.
That's a great picture. You're a good drawer. Show me the other
one. And this and here's where I'm burning the stuff.
Pushing all the old houses up in the pile.
Mm-hmm. Burning them.
That's great. Is there anything else you want to tell me about? I'm sure you're a good artist. It's nice talking to somebody named Michael, because that's my name too. What's your last name?
Manis.
Michael.
Manis.
Where do you live?
Route 1 Clay Street, Hamilton, West Virginia.
Where?
Route 1 Clay Street, Hamilton, West Virginia. Okay. On Blackman Heights.
Who's your mother and dad?
Susan and Louis Manis.
Do you have a phone at home?
Yes.
What is that?
It's either 2402. I think it's 2402.
2402, okay. Tell me about this picture.
It's, this used to be what my granddad's garage looked like, and then the flood came and it looked kind of like that because a house rammed into it, and then he fixed it all up.
And now it's fixed back?
Yeah, mostly. He still doesn't have all his equipment in yet.
Where was that?
At Parsons, beside the Cheat River.
Beside the Cheat River. Your grandfather's name?
Lauren Lambert.
Lauren Lambert. Oh, this is the car place?
Oh. Garage.
Okay.
His house almost got flooded in, but it was like this much, about an inch until it would have got in.
Hmm.
Real close.
Close call.
Got in two rooms, and because there's the garage, and then one step up, and you get into the breezeway, and then one step up, and you get into the house, and it barely made it up the next one and almost got into it.
Hmm. Oh, he was lucky.
He has all kinds of antiques. You could look, and there's at least 7 cupboards in his house with antiques. Just full.
Very lucky.
Yes.
What do you remember about the night of the flood?
Well, I remember that my granddad and grandma came up to visit, and next thing I knew, my mom and my granddad went down there, and in 5 minutes or so, they called. All they said, "We're just checking on the garage," and then in about 5 minutes, they came back and called us and said, "We can't get over, it's too high."
What did you think?
I wasn't too worried until the lights went out off, and then my mom wasn't home, and the only one who was home was my grandmother and me.
You were worried then?
I was there, yeah.
You said you were worried?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What did you think was happening?
I didn't know until my mom came back and she said, she saw all these look like rivers going across the road. She thought they weren't going to make it back and would have to turn around back to Parsons. My dad came home and he got trapped up on a hill. He couldn't go back to Philippi where his pizza place was because he couldn't even get back from St. George, and he went up a road and stayed with this one man's, at this one man's place.
What did you see the next morning?
Well, I didn't see anything because I lived on the hill, but I don't know what they saw down there my mom came home and then we went and found the Parsons and it was just a wreck. I could barely believe it when I saw Parsons.
What did it look like?
Well, it looks like half of it was still there and half of it was gone.
What did you see?
Well, I saw and I heard how close and saw where the mud line was. Here was the step and here was the mud line to my granddad's house. And when I first went down Pennsylvania Avenue, it looked like it was Ghost Town or something.
Ghost Town?
What it looked like. Mud piled up 3 feet or so high. I looked over the railroad tracks and they were all the way up in the air, been up in the air.
What do you think?
I don't know.
What to think? Have you thought much about the flood since it happened?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
Well, overall, I wish it never happened. And I keep on hoping my granddad can get back in business because he's not doing too well. He's getting over it, but when the flood happened, he wasn't doing too well when he got over it.
What about your dad's business in Philippines?
Well, that didn't do much. It didn't do much. He could reuse all of his stuff. He's back in business now, and it's spring. He plans on me going to work there.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. Do you ever dream about the flood?
No.
Do you ever play flood with your friends? Imagine that at all.
Yes, I imagine it, but that's all I can do.
What kinds of things do you imagine about it?
About how the water would be, and the closest I've ever really saw with my own eyes when the water happened, I saw pictures of the flood that's been taken, and one time I looked out my granddad's door, and it was, I think, 1983 or something, and you could just see the water and down on Water Street.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this flood happened?
Well, I think that there was too much, there wasn't enough rain, and then the place dried up, and all of a sudden started pouring, and all of a sudden, kapow, how it got too high.
Too much rain.
Yeah, and it couldn't absorb the water fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You think it could happen again?
Well, if we have enough rain, yes. In just a few months after that, it looked like so close that we were just going to have it over. My mom and me thought, oh, well, if we do, what should we worry about? There's nothing there anymore to take away.
That's true. Do you worry about it when it rains a lot?
Well, I used to never worry about it, even if it was flooding right then, but now I worry about it all the time when it rains a lot.
Is there anything else you wanted to tell me about?
Only that when my uncle came over, he kept on saying that the only reason that Elkins wasn't flooded is because of that dam, and they can let it through some and then just stop it up real fast.
That's true. What is your name?
John Pollock.
John Pollock?
Jonathan Charles Pollock, that's my full name.
And your folks are who?
Mary Grace Pollock and Charles Arthur Pollock.
Do they have a phone at home?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
The number?
Uh-huh.
478-3812.
Okay. Do you have brothers or sisters? No.
I have four sisters and no brothers.
Oh, you're like my son, Sam. He has all these sisters and he can't stand it. How old are your sisters?
Well, let's see. The oldest one is 27.
Oh.
The next one is 22, and she just had a baby.
Oh, that's nice. So you're an uncle.
Mm-hmm. Uncle. I'm a third guy. Uncle.
Good Lord.
And, let's see, the next one's 19, mm-hmm. and the last one is 15.
So they're all a lot older than you.
A lot older.
This is a great looking picture, man.
Well, it's DNW is a friend of mine. He's a, his name is Dewey Wilfong. And his, it wasn't really that high out there, but that's all I could think of is to draw that high. It was about, well, yeah, it was about 6 foot waves.
Waves?
6 foot waves crashing over there. I was going to make clouds here and keep on raining. And street light was all out of whack. I didn't know what it was doing. Well,
so that's the main street of Elkin or of Parsons?
I think, I don't know. Well, that's the only set of street lights we have.
Mm-hmm. And the bank is on one corner.
Well, we have about three banks. One, we have one over here behind DNW. Well, no, I got my directions mixed up now. It's a little bit away from DNW. Mm-hmm. And we have one here. And then we have one beside our house.
And where do you live?
Oh, I live on 227 Water Street.
Tell me some more about the picture.
Well,
is this something you saw?
Well, not really, but something that someone described to me.
Who described it?
Mom, or I don't know, it might have been mom or dad or a friend.
You heard a lot of people talking?
Uh-huh, a lot of people.
Hard to remember who said what.
Yeah.
What did they say?
Oh, they said that there were 6 feet waves down under the street lights, or it might have been above, but anyway, there were 6 feet waves, and we had it 6 feet five in our house.
Really?
We had about 2 feet mud. We had a lot of mud in our church. It took us about a month or 2 months to get it all back together to normal. Still didn't have Sunday school, still didn't have carpet. We had to stay in the back, fellowship hall. Took us a long, long time.
Your dad's a minister?
Yeah, he's a reverend minister, uh-huh. Same thing.
We've talked before, I remember.
Yeah, over there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I helped. I don't know if I did too much, but I put paneling up with other friends. Couldn't have done without anybody, couldn't have done it without the help of any, of some other people.
Hmm. Well, you and I talked about it back in December, I think. Now March.
Yeah, Mrs. Knox was here instead of Miss Watson.
So how have you been getting along all that time?
Well, it didn't really take long for our house. We got all the mud out and the water out. But now we're having people working on our cabinets and things like that. We threw a brand new refrigerator away that we could have kept. Threw a microwave out that would have worked, and a TV out that would have worked. Because in the paper it said to throw everything away, so we did. Mm-hmm. We took all the mud out, except we kept one thing, was a china cabinet. None of our plates or cups or anything was broken. Mom, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And do you still think about the flood a lot?
Not too much now. I'm getting pretty good now without thinking about it.
Did you have a lot of sadness about it for a while?
Not really, but I did have it because I lost a lot of my things. I lost all my books except for my upstairs, and lost most of my school things that I needed. Mm-hmm. Didn't lose any books. On the day of the flood, I had piano lessons, and my teacher, she always drives me home. Now there was a bridge, and it's almost up to the bridge. So we went home, and it was 4:30, and Dad went to sleep, and then. Butch Manier, he's a friend of mine, came over asked Dad if he'd go over and help put sandbags in front of the senior citizens, because that's right in front of the river. Well, he went over there, and he came back and rest. He went over there at 6:30 and came back. Well, not even at 7, it was about 6:45. Mm-hmm. People came over and said, you have to evacuate, and there was already about that much water on our front porch. So we went, and it was up to our knees in the parking lot. We barely got out in our church van. We didn't think a thing about it. We got up there, and in the morning, my sister, Ruth, said that, what about the church van? Did anybody get it? And Mom said, I don't think so. And we couldn't get down to our house by then. I mean, still, then about 2 days later, we still couldn't get down there. But we had a friend that was up there, and they could get down to their house, and they couldn't find a thing in there. They couldn't see the floor. They probably couldn't even feel the floor. Well, it was, I think, 2 days after that we could get down. My mom and dad went down there, and they didn't know where to start, so they just walked back out and came back up. Well, the next day, some people from Davis came down and said, let's go to work, so we went down there and started working.
Did you help?
After about 5 days, because Mom didn't want me to go down there. She wanted to make sure that I had my, typhoid and, but tetanus, yeah. Well, we had 22 people up there and 5 pets. And about 6 of them were smoking. So me and Dad every night would walk out, take a walk.
Have you thought much about the flood since it happened? You're getting better now.
Yeah.
Do you ever dream about it?
No, not too much.
That's a fantastic picture. Are you going to finish it for me?
Yeah, I'll finish it.
Good. Be sure to put some memoir on it.
On the back?
Yeah, wherever.
And I'll write a... something about it.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, John. And what's your name?
Mike Fulton.
What?
Mike Fulton.
Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N. Who's your mother and dad?
Huh?
Who's your mother and dad? What's your dad's name?
Ed.
Do you have a phone at home?
Uh-uh.
Don't have a phone. Where do you live?
Hendrix.
Live in Hendrix. Okay. Look at this picture. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
How many you got?
One brother and three sisters.
Well, there's a big parcel of you, aren't they? How old are they? Older or younger?
Well, my sister's 20, and my other sister's 18, and my other one's 16, and my brother's 15.
So tell me about this picture.
There's this person who's on the log, and he's coming down to the river, and there's an airplane. He's hiring help, and the airplane's going to drop the ladder. I'm going to get him.
Oh, boy. He's going to come out all right. Tell me more.
And there's a house. It's in the water, and there's a car. It's supposed to be a fire truck.
Oh, yeah? Did the flood get any fire trucks?
It went down Hamilton, I think.
And what else?
And there's moon and clouds, it's raining real hard.
Uh-huh. That's a great picture. Is that something you saw?
No, I just made it up.
Do you remember what you saw? Do you remember what happened that day?
Well, it was around about 6 o'clock, and a bunch of fire trucks started coming up and going down to downtown. Everybody leaving, the water was done up to the railroad tracks. And a bunch of these people get out, and there's 4 firemen and an old man and an old woman trapped in their house all night. And they had a big old bulldozer down there trying to get into them. They couldn't get in. And they was firing guns over. And other people were firing guns, saying, telling them that they was in there and they was trapped.
What happened?
Next morning, they went down and got them out because the water was down a little bit then. And they had a bunch of boats down there trying to get these other people out. But they got them, and they was in there. They just come back up, and the boat tipped.
Hmm. What happened?
And they got back in the boat. Because it was 2 firemen and one people lives in the yacht house down there.
Mm-hmm. What were their names?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Where were you all that time?
I was downtown, down there helping them, help Mike out and them get out. And the next morning, with stuff we didn't get out, we went back down there to his trucks and he got them up in there, and we started going upstairs getting cots and stuff packing down.
Mm-hmm. Did you help out some? What did you do?
Well, the night of the flood, the water wasn't that deep up in this house, and it wasn't up to his house yet, but it's coming to his basement, and then firemen come down and tell him to get back away, and I was down there standing then, and he asked me to come down and help him. Me and his kids stopped packing out boxes of his clothes and putting TVs up in his bedroom. He had upstairs. And next day, he didn't get that much out, and we went back down our 2 trucks and got the rest of the TVs and stuff out. Mm-hmm. And there these people brought their 2 dogs up to the house, see if they could stay there with us until they get, because they had to go to school and stay until they get somewhere to stay. And that one dog broke loose. Cause we had him back yard. He was a big old dog, and he broke loose. And there's a little puppy by, I guess. He stayed inside.
Hmm. So you took some people in?
No, not the people. The people didn't want to stay, but they said one. They asked because they said the dogs. My sister and her husband stayed with us. Mm-hmm. because their house was damaged.
Oh. Where was their house?
They lived in a trailer down Hamilton.
What happened?
Her husband, dad, he lived beside the river, and they brought him up to their trailer because they thought the river wouldn't get up there. And Jimmy, that's his name, he walked down the front porch. You hear something out there hitting the trailer? He walked down the front porch and water's up to their porch, and they had to get out of there.
Hmm. So what'd they do?
They came up to the house, and Jimmy and his dad went back down, and Jimmy's brother, they went back down to there, and Jimmy's trailer was turned up over on his hood, turned up over like this.
Hmm.
You know, ceiling was on the ground. A bunch of logs was hitting it down, and houses. And around about 9 o'clock, and there were these people down there screaming in Hendricks. Down there screaming, bawling.
You heard that?
I was down standing in the alley watching it, me and my brother. Because my brother down there helping too. And there's this car, he got stalled down there, and he jumped out of the car and took off running up through the water. And they couldn't get his car out. Next morning, his car was laying up, tipped over against a tree, and a bunch of logs and dirt was on it.
What did you think when all that was going on?
I don't know.
Don't know what you thought?
These other people, they was, our bridge, you know, our bridge.